Iran's President Hassan Rouhani heads to France on the second leg of his European tour after his visit to Italy before leaving for Paris. Rouhani wrapped up his trip to Italy with a visit to the Colosseum. His two-day visit to Italy resulted in multi-billion dollar business deals. Rouhani and his accompanying delegation are expected to sign similar important agreements with the French. On Monday, the Iranian president met the Italian president and prime minister. He also visited the Vatican City on Tuesday to hold a meeting with the head of the Catholic Church, Pope Francis. Rouhani's visit to Europe is his first after the lifting of anti-Tehran sanctions. Press TV's Max Civili joins us now on the line from the Italian capital, Rome. Max, talk to us about the culmination of President Rouhani's trip to Italy. There were a lot of discussions about avenues of increasing ties in economic and various other fields. How did the trip pan out in the end?
Well, the President Rouhani said that the outcome of this first leg of his visit in Europe has been extremely positive. He said that Italian people are very hospitable. They try to do everything to put you at ease. And he said, I thank Italians for this. And of course, we also have to mention the fact that 14 contracts worth 17 billion of euros have been signed between Rome and Tehran, deals in sectors from energy to infrastructure, from steel to minerals and shipbuilding. President Rouhani said that Iran is the safest and most stable country of the entire region, the entire Middle East. And when an American journalist asked the president if he expects the same can happen in the United States with the United States, so the same kind of relations as Iran has with Italy, Rouhani said that he hoped that such developments could also take place in the U.S., but he said the U.S. Congress was getting in the way, so the key is in Washington, not in Tehran, Rouhani said. The fact that the nuclear accord was signed, the president said, has proven that there are great possibility for economic, academic, scientific, and cultural cooperation. And today, we are in a win-win situation after years of losses due to sanctions. He said, to mutual losses due to sanctions. When a journalist asked him about the topics touched during the meeting with Pope Francis yesterday, Rouhani told reporters that he and Pope Francis discussed among the various topics the issue of freedom of expression, and they both agree that freedom of expression doesn't extend to insulting other people's faith. And again, when they also convened, Pope Francis and President Rouhani, that all weapons of mass destruction should be destroyed in order to achieve a world without violence. The press conference ended about 1 hour ago, 1.5 hour ago. President Rouhani went to quickly visit the Colosseum here in Rome, and then he will head off to France.
Thank you, Max. Press TV's Max Civili joining us on the line from Rome.